Good morning and welcome to the school run. This morning we are early. We've driven from Glenmire in Cork and on the suburb, eastern suburb of Cork City, all the way across to the Kinsale roundabout and up to corporate headquarters, and dropped the owner of this car off, and I'm now turning and driving back in order to take my dear daughter to her school. The road in front of me is completely jammed with traffic. These are cars going down onto the Kinsale roundabout. And I have an unusual situation here. I have a girl talking in the back seat with sounds that you can probably hear. And also, we're going to be early for school. We're actually going to get there before anybody else, it looks like. Or so it seemed, until I realised that the traffic was so dense. Kinsale roundabout from the north is not a funny business. It's usually an awful lot easier to approach it from the east. So going to school today has involved getting up really, really early. I was up before 5 o'clock. I was doing a bit of work, did a bit of work before, made the breakfast, gave Grace all of what she needed, and made the food, which consisted of two slices of brown bread with little bit of fat in between, and some ham. But you like ham, don't you? You ate brown bread yesterday without any problem?
I do not like brown bread!
Well, I think we got the message.
I do not like brown bread!
Okay, I'm going to get you purple bread tomorrow. I think we might finish the recording in a second. I think I've been given a message that I'm not to get brown bread or purple bread. And if anybody knows where I can find yellow bread, I'd be extremely pleased.
Because no!
Or perhaps green bread to match her school uniform. Yes.
No!
Yes, well, as you can see, there is a little game going on here. And it doesn't matter what I say. But I put dinosaur slices in the sandwich today, and they went down very well the last time she had them. So today,
I
also put an apple in, and some water. So that's it. So meanwhile, at the rate at which I'm going, I won't be going anywhere, because this traffic seems to be preventing me from crossing the junction. I see in front of me a sign saying South Ring, N25. Another sign saying Douglas, and another sign saying Grange. Good morning, Grange Webb. That's a colleague of mine, or a partner of mine, or a person I know who's in business, who's doing something with me. So I am clearly wittering. Filling up the time, because I'm very distracted by the difficulties that all these poor people coming down from Frankfield and Grange would have every single day getting into the centre of Cork City. I guess I don't really need a left-hand indicator. Grace, would you like to say something this morning? Tell a story, or sing a song or something? A song you'd like to sing? Okay, I'll give the recorder to Grace. Okay, thank you very much.
There.
Thank you very much.
I spit it on.
Thank you very much. We'll just put it down here. And I don't know, I think these traffic lights are stuck. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And that's why I'm actually going to go left here and break the traffic lights. I'm convinced that my lud, I was convinced that the traffic lights were broken, and that's why I do not deserve the maximum fine. in front of me is a learner car driver to whom I have given awfully bad example. Okay, enough. That's it. That's a little bit about what the school run is like this morning. It's Paul O'Mahony and his daughter Grace, otherwise known as O'Mahony Tot.
I am not O'Mahony Tot!
Okay, saying cheerio for now. Goodbye.